E1.
Number 31, B.
Now, if we go back to what we have been doing in the Christianity, we just could really take again that what we have been seeing. So in the middle of the page, I write down the Christianity order, principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love. I feel that the diagram which we have to draw should again have a different picture in order to bring out an approximation of what's going on in that law. So I don't diagram it as the Christ order or as I did it in the world order. I feel, see, that you get much more a sense of life throwing out, projecting out the idea, and love bringing it back. It's like two arms of the father-mother that embraces life. Christianity is that which embraces being, so that I much more like to see it this way, that I put down on the left-hand side really life, left-hand side on the top life, and on the other right side, love, that they are, so to say, taking in now the compound idea, which are here depicted in the middle through the Christianity order. And let's just recapitulate those place values which we have seen in the Christianity order, that you just can see how these laws come into being. We had in principle, we had in that, do you remember what was principle? Yeah. All ideas have one principle, huh? Or all ideas are my principle, yeah. All ideas are principles, ideas, huh? Yes. And then in mind, we had what? That all is ideas, huh? All is idea. And in soul, we had the identity of the idea with its principle. Hmm? So I write here, identity of idea with principle. Yes. In spirit we had the universal reflection. Yeah. In life we had that fatherhood of idea. In truth, the sonship of idea. And in love, the motherhood of idea. Yes? So we really have, up to now, stated very simply what our findings up to now, namely that the Christianity order would show the bigness of the idea. Now, we just have to incorporate that or weave it into the law of life and love, and therefore see that, say, life comes now, and now we take those ideas which we had in the law of life and love. Huh? You remember? We can take, for instance, that life eternalizes all ideas, huh? Eternalizes all ideas as principal ideas, and love comes along, you see, and preserves it. Do you remember? Huh? Should be very easy. Should be really. This is kindergarten work. Doesn't demand any intellectual ability. It's just taking what we have found in Christianity and put it into what we have found in Christianity in absolute Christian science. It's just putting two things together. Huh? It's all that what we do. Just seeing the interrelationship of those two. But we see something new, because if as long as we just had the law of Christianity in absolute Christian science, we just said, well, life eternalizes, we didn't say what, and love preserves, we didn't say what. Perhaps we said ideas, but here we become much more specific. Namely, here we begin to learn something, what? Namely, that life eternalizes only that those ideas which are fixed in principle, and love only preserves that which is fixed in principle, and nothing else. Now we get to a realization that life does not eternalize any creation. That it only eternalizes principles, own ideas of itself. And that love doesn't preserve anything. So that we have a feeling, well, this and that has to be preserved. Let it go down the drain if it's not right. Love says, I only preserve that which is fixed in principle. Only that. See, it gives now a much more definite sense of what's going on in being. So that you have a sense in being that really life is that which eternalizes all that which comes from principle. That which does come from people, life does not eternalize. So if you would take in, but we are not going to do that, if you would take in the other categories which we had in Christianity, remember, we could see that therefore life does not eternalize the personal I. That their personal I, the personal sense. Huh? Life does not eternalize personal sense, the personal I, personal opinions. Life only eternalizes that which is fixed in principle, which comes from principle. But if it comes from principle, then we can be quite sure that love preserves that which comes from principle. But you can add only that which comes from principle. All the rest love doesn't preserve. Or we take, when we come to mind, what life does, it comes down as another arm embracing mind and says, life maintains. For instance, what? Life maintains all ideas. Or even more, life maintains the fact that all is idea. That's what life maintains. It does not maintain a material creation, a human creation, a spiritualistic view of mixing ideas with illusions. It maintains only that which is of the nature of idea. Nothing else. And love comes along and says, yes, I embrace only the realm of ideas. We all also had here in mind, instead all is idea, we all also had the realm of ideas, you see, because all is idea, and we have to deal with a realm of ideas. So, can you see how love comes and says, yes, life maintains all as idea, and I as love come and embrace the whole realm of ideas. You always have those two arms, huh? The one going out, the other embracing it and taking it back to love. Or we come to soul. For instance, we can say life conserves, because it's that capacity of soul, conserves the identity of all idea in principle. It has a conserving sense that it says that which is identified in principle, that I'm going to conserve. Actually, if we know what that means, you know, you just can enlarge it right over all the seven synonymous terms, you see. It really means that life conserves that the nature of every idea is the nature of the infinite. Conserves that, so that not one idea will have something smaller or weaker than the infinite one. So life conserves every idea in its principle. Yes, that also you can see. You see what I just said, that life conserves the very fact that an idea remains in its principle, is identified with its principle, so that we never have a feeling that there can be a fallen man, that man was chucked out of paradise and is fallen. Life always conserves the fact that every idea is still in principle, identified with principle, one with principle, in agreement with principle, in congruence with principle. And love would come along and say, I contain all that is in principle. You see, I try to use those terms which have always a connotation with the synonymous term. Say, here we have the synonymous term soul. And so I use those shadings of life and love which have to do with the capacity of soul. You hear, you have to contain. That's the capacity of love, to contain the whole thing, the whole content of it. You get here, really here, a sense, you see, in soul, that nothing can go outside of the embrace of principle. Nothing can be pushed out, excommunicated, thrown out, expelled. That capacity of soul keeps the idea right, identified with its principle, and life says, and I am going to conserve that. And love says, I'm going to contain all that within my infinite embrace. Or you have spirit. We go to the next one, where we had universal reflection. And to that reflection, we could see that perhaps life feet. That universal reflection. It gives a sense of giving substance to it so that it can stand and does not really falter. It feeds it. Therefore, life really feeds, so to say, every idea with the quality of the whole, so that it reflects the whole, and love, let's say, nurtures it. It really needs love, you know, to nurture constantly a pure reflection, a universal reflection. One has to be constantly on the guard and see that it is not taken away from the high standard, that there is no falling away from it, that it is always renewed and renewed and refreshed and renewed. Yes? Well, you know, when one thinks about it, just now as I look at you and how you make these notes and I write them here, I'm getting a bit afraid that you just take them literally. Try to get the spirit of it, you know, so that you can throw these notes away. But try to get the spirit of it. You see, for instance, here, you really feel that here you have that Father that feeds His creation constantly. With what? Well, with spirit, the substance of spirit. So that there is only one realm, the realm of substance, in which you only have spiritual substance, spiritual qualities, spiritual values. So that life says, I am only feeding my universe with spiritual values, with nothing else. And love comes along and says, yes, that's fine, but I do even something bigger. Love nurtures really the whole in each reflection. It doesn't just nurture that reflection, but nurtures always the whole in each reflection. So that the part reflects the whole. So that not only each idea reflects each other idea, but also that each idea reflects the whole. I just can never anymore see that an idea can reflect just one single other idea. But if it's universal reflection, I must see that each idea reflects the whole of being. And love has to see to that. That the whole, because love is always that which has to do with completeness, that the whole never gets lost, never is limited in any way or shape and form. Or you have life from the absolute aspect that provides. We get now really to the fatherhood sense, that life provides what? The fatherhood of every idea. See, we said, what is the fatherhood of an idea? What is that? That, and we came to the family and could see that each idea fathers the other idea, that each idea gives to the other idea, that each idea floods every other idea with all the ideas. But from where do we get it? We have to have behind us an authority or a well of life in order that we feel the well of life within ourselves. So I can see that I live and move and have my being in the one life, and that that one life provides me with the fact of fathering the idea. And that is the reason why one never has a feeling that one can run out of giving and giving and giving. That one has an inexhaustible well within oneself, because life provides us constantly with the fullness of life. If I see that, then I can reflect it and see, then I can give it out too. And love, I guess, would come along and says, all right, Father, you give, but I accept it. Comes right away and says, love accepts. Love accepts what? Love accepts that life provides. And that life provides what? Not just a single idea, but the very fact. It accepts the very fact that you can always give out and give out and give out and give out and give out. You just get the sense of that stream of life, of that flood of life, which never ends. So that life provides every idea, with the quality of expressing itself. That's fatherhood, of projecting itself, of being infinitely creative. Why should an idea be creative? Mrs. Eddy says some in Genesis that ideas run and disport themselves. That ideas run, I think that's the wording, huh? Ideas and disport themselves. You know, moral rearmament had once a very good slogan. They had, I think, a book was saying, ideas have legs. Ideas have legs. They run and deport themselves. That's what is shown here in the fatherhood of ideas, that idea has a creative ability, that it has a creative expression. Or you come to truth and you feel here in life, in regard to sonship, we get the sense of upholding, because that upholds the sonship of truth. Because what did we have as a sonship? The affirmative sense, the claiming sense, to claim truth, to claim our standard of manhood, to claim our dominion, to affirm our dominion, to affirm our inheritance. So life says, and I uphold in you that very ability and that very faculty. You have within you really that power to uphold, that truth sense to uphold. And love may come along and say to that upholding, and I see that it is protected. So it's not just seeing that we have to uphold it, but that life upholds it. And that in that upholding there is something at work in being which is of the nature of love, which says, and I protect it against every claim, against every other claim. So that life upholds, sustains, supports really the wholeness of an idea. That's what sonship does, to sustain the wholeness of an idea. And love protects them, protects this idea in its whole. Can you say entirety or entity? Entirety? Entirety, yes, you see? In its wholeness. What could we see in love when we take life coming to love? We can see that life promotes or furthers really the motherhood of an idea. See, sometimes when we are thinking about the motherhood of an idea, how to cherish it, how to love it, how to nurture it, all that what we had in the family law and the love as the motherhood of the idea, you could get the sense of getting tired of it, of feeling I have to go over it and pull up my socks every day and do it. But when you see that it is really promoted by life, then you step out of the way and you feel that whole mothering sense is really provided, not by me, not by my energies, not by my attention, by my exercises, but by life itself. But life is bringing up within me always and always again the newness of being willing to mother the idea. I guess one has to see that, because very often, say, I have to give a talk over and over and over at various places, and always the same, and I'm built not that way, that I like to teach what I have been teaching last week. I like to teach something completely new. That's why every seminar is completely different. The one in Asilomar was very different from the one in Pasadena, and again very different from the one here. Though it's the same subject, and it will be very different from what I will do in Switzerland and afterwards 3 times in England. Golly, I have to have that life that promotes within me the motherhood sense that every time I go and do it with the same love, huh? So that it doesn't get into a routine. All right? And then we have love that comes here and says, okay, I care for it and cherish it, cares for the motherhood of the idea. I don't know if I could do the work I do without that law. I wouldn't think I would do, because I just would just feel wonderful in going through it once and see it until I see it and see it clearly. But then to present it over and over and over, I jolly well need a higher impulsion, namely the impulsion of life, and I need that love sense that never lets go. Yeah.